trying to make sense in myself because it's so intricate that each topic, even subtopic, could be more than one share. Okay, we're going to try to do today, tomorrow, is a little bit on the Inyan of Shemitah's Ksafim. I'll try to focus on the Inyan of Shemitah's Ksafim itself. Again, not every last detail, but some general principles. And tomorrow we'll focus on Prisbo. Obviously, there's a lot of overlap, but, you know, Prisbo is sort of its own Inyan also, and this will get Prisbo. But now just the Inyan of Shemitah's Ksafim. Okay. The marker for a lot of what we're going to discuss, and it happens to be like this past couple of days, really, the Mishnah Yomi, if you're keeping up. I'm a little bit behind, but they're finishing Shvius maybe today, tomorrow, or yesterday, I don't know exactly. But the last perek of Mishnah Shvius is about Shemitah's Ksafim. That's perek Yud. Shemitah's Mishametes es Hamilveh B'Shtar, and goes on for a couple of Mishnahs, details of Prisbo, and so on. And we're going to focus on some of the later Mishnahs in the Perek, which talk about cases of Machzichol B'Shvius and things like that. The source, let's go back to the Makoros and Chumash. That's how everything should start. And we know this from the first year when we went through the various psukim in Chumash about Shemitah in general. So we have, of course, Shemitah in Parshas Mishpatim, and we have the one pasuk that might be referencing, half a pasuk really, in Kisisa, V'chorifikas Tishbos. We have Parshas Bahar, which is the main headquarters. But none of that speaks about Shemitah Ksafim. That's talking about Shemitah Karkos and the Hefka of the Peros and Abu Sakarka. Shemitah Ksafim finds its place in Parshas Re'eh. Dvarim Tesvav. The Torah starts the heading with Miketz Shevesham Tasa Shemitah. Now that is a little bit ambiguous. And if you look in the Ramban Barichos over there, you'll see a discussion. Other Mefarshim also weigh in on it. What is that pasuk referring to? That could be an all-encompassing idea about Shemitah, referencing all the other inyanim of Shemitah. And then, only after that does it focus on Shemitah's Ksafim. And if that were the pshat, then you have to know how to teach the words. Miketz Shevesham Tasa Shemitah, because literally, it sounds like it's happening at the end of 7 years. But wait a second. Shemitah of Karka, the Hefker of Paris, that's happening during the seventh year. So then the Ramban struggles. I wouldn't say struggles, but he spends time and effort to try to explain. Again, you can see there by Richos, but the bottom line seems to be, as I remember, that he's saying it's like this. Miketz, not at the end of the 7 years, but if you have a window of 7 years, a series of 7 years, so the last year is considered the Miketz of the 7 years. In other words, so it's year seven. And you can express year seven as Miketz Shevashanim. In other words, the Shevashanim is the window, and the Miketz Shevashanim is the last unit of years, if you count a unit of seven units of years, so it's the last of the seven units, and then it would really mean the seventh year. But if you don't go that approach, and the Ramban acknowledges there's another way to read it, and that is that this pasuk itself is a reference not to the Shemitah of what we discussed in Parshas Bahar, for example, but this is already referring to a new parallel inyan of Shemitah, not the abandonment. Shemitah really means to abandon, to surrender. So we're not talking about the abandoning of the land and of the fruit, but the abandoning of the debts. And so this is already specific to what comes afterwards as the pasuk continues. Zed Dvar HaShemitah, which is clearly now discussing Shemitah's Ksafim, and says the pasuk as follows, Shamot kol bal mashe yado, asher yasha b're'eh. We don't have a Rashi in front of us, but let's just translate loosely. Shamot kol bal mashe yado, somebody who has a claim of someone else, so he has to release it, he has to surrender it, that which asher yasha b're'eh, that means he's a nosha, he's a yasha, he has a claim. And that's a positive mitzvah that would be counted, obviously, as a mitzvah saseh, in terms of minyan ha-mitzvahs. And there's also a lav that accompanies it, and that's the lo yigos esve'eo v'es'achiv, gikar shmit l'ashem, that he may not make this claim and come and claim his money. And that is the lav. So you have the essay of Shamot, you have the lav of lo yigos. The Torah goes on and says it's a nochri tigos, that is a non-Jew, there is no iser. But asher yuches achicha, Torah reiterates what he said before, and obviously there's what to darshan from here. Asher yuches achicha, tashmei yudecha, that means that what you have a claim over something that is yours, but it's by your friend, means you lent him money, tashmei yudecha, your hand has to release it. Okay, so these are the surim and the mitzvahs. There's another pasuk that's a few pasukim later, which is also a lav, the Lashon Hishomer, This way, I think we did on the first day when we went through all the psukim. In other words, you might want to refrain from lending money to somebody in need because of your concern that what? That karvashnas hashemashnas hashmita v'ra encha, and you're not going to want to give him the loan because you're going to lose it because hashmita's ksafim. So the Torah is warning us not to refrain from lending because of that fear. That's another iser associated in minyan mitzvahs, and that is really what's going to segue us into discussing prizbol, because what Hillel was concerned about when he was metaken prizbol, which is tomorrow's shir, was that people were in fact violating the hishamalacha. They weren't lending money because l'maisa, they're human and they didn't want to lose their money. So that's where prizbol comes in. But meanwhile, our focus today is the inyan itself of shmitas ksav. What exactly does the Torah mean when it says abandon your claim? That's going to treat the crux of the shir. But before we do that, just to simply, again, we're trying to cut corners here because each thing could be its own major discussion. But really the bottom line about what kind of a level does this have today? We talk about Shemitah Bizman Azeh by the Inyan of Avodas Karka, and there's a range of shitas on that. Shemitah Bizman Azeh Del Raisa on one extreme, Shemitah on the other extreme. There are those from Balamor and his school that say it's really only Midas Chasidus today. We don't have Shemitah even Midrabanan. And the more mainstream approach that we accept is Shemitah Bizman Azeh Drabanan, and therefore many nafkaminas based on that. Similar question over here. Shemitah Ksafim. One thing is clear, it's not limited to Eretz Yisrael. When it comes to Shemitah's Karka, it's only Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz Laretz. But Shemitah's Ksafim is even the Chutz Laretz. But, major question, is it Doraisa? Is it Rabban? Is it none of the above? So the Shulchan Aruch, this is found already in Choshen Mishpat Samach Zayin, Mechaber says, Ain't Shemitah's Ksaf no Heges min HaTorah? So it's not going to be Doraisa because we equate it to Yovel. Yovel is only Noheg Bizman Sheko Yoshveha Aleha. The Pasuk says, the famous Pasuk that people know from the Liberty Bell, right? Across Sem Dvar, Shachter likes to quote it. Whenever he quotes this Pasuk, he mentions how he visited Philadelphia where he grew up and used to see this on the Liberty Bell. Across Sem Dvar Ba'aretz, we know the Hebrew of it, Lecho Yoshveha. And the drasha is bisman shekol yoshvel. You have to have representation of all the shvatim, and everyone has to have their chelek, and that we don't have, and therefore we can't have shmita bisman hazeh. So we have a psukim that we use to darshan that there's an equation between two types of shmita, and we have to have only when you have yovel, you can have the other shmita as well, and that's referring to shmita ksafim. Midivrei sofrim, says the Mechaber. It's Rabbanan, ubacham b'chom makom. Not just in Eretz Yisrael, it's not totally in the land. Hagah. Now this, what we just said, is what the Ramah quotes based on the Rambam, Perek Tes, Hilchos Shmita B'Yovel, the Bala Trumis, Sharm Nem Hei, and the Ran, B'Shem Yesh Omrim. It's very interesting when I originally was looking at an old Shulchan Aruch, just if you'll notice for yourself, just as a parenthetical comment here. So it's very strange, and I realized afterwards that it was a mistake, and that's probably the way they fixed it. It says, Rambam, Perek Tes, Nilcha Shmita, Sham Mem Hei. That doesn't make any sense. There's no Sham Mem Hei in the Rambam. So, and when you go to the Bar Ilan, that's what you'll get also. They didn't use the new Shulchan Aruch. And that's peculiar. And sure enough, I looked at a new Shulchan Aruch, and it says Baal HaTrumis, which makes sense. Baal HaTrumis is one of the Rishonim who wrote on Inyanim of Chovos and the like, and Shibudim, and that's where you'll find it in Baal HaTrumis, Sham Mem Hei. And for whatever reason, in the old Shulchan Aruch, it just leaves out Baal HaTrumis, so you don't know what it means. Rambam, Hilchos Shmita, Sham Mem Hei. So just a little point of reference that you notice how many things crept in that were obvious mistakes until they fixed them. But the Ramah continues, and this is a whole inyan that he's going to recognize that the Rush discusses as well, that there were people who were not makbid shmitas ksafim. And he says there's some way to be maybe mlamit schus, but it's not really ideal. That the whole inyan is not negeya. And apparently, based on that, yesh omrim, the nirash aleim samchu b'medinas elu. He's referring to what he had in his time. V'aminig hayu noagin adayim bizman harash. The minig that people were not practicing to abandon their debts, and they didn't write a prose book. K'mo shekasu b'tshuva, and the Rush brings it, shahayot tzaveach kechruch yobad l'aminig. That means the Rush, it's expression in the Gemara, that the Shlokish of Yochanan, they were screaming like a animal, a bird, kikruchia, that they should stop it. Vulash kachubei, more like that in the Kiddushin, other places. Lamaisa, people still did what they did, and they weren't makbid. Farkasu gam ken achronim zal tamu minik sheinogim shvita kinvur b'divi marik shor tzadi beiz mabrisulin that's from his edeshin. And Maril, then Dr. Charen Rama always, often I should say, tries to be not harsh on Klal Yisrael's minhagim. So Lemaisa, he says, okay, listen, Hanachu Hem Yisrael, they're not makbid. Obviously, we try to be makbid. Okay, so this is just knowing from the Shulchan Aruch. This could be its own Indian if you want to research more about exactly, you have some of the Makoros in the Rama. So we're going to go with the working assumption that it's Noeg Midrabanan. And therefore, what is it all about? So a way of maybe getting to the crux of the Indian, because there are different shitas that are going to play out, and in a way it has a parallel in yesterday's shir. So I'll just be marked in that, and then we'll see the details. But remember yesterday we discussed the Indian, you'll catch up afterwards, Yaakov Moshe, right? The Indian of the Hafkaras HaPeros component of Shemitah, that the Peros are Hefker, based on what the Torah says, that it has to be available for everybody to enjoy. And the question that we discussed yesterday, Barichus, what does that mean? Is the mitzvah that the Bailim, the landowner, has to actually be Mafkir, the Peros? And only because of his act of being mafkir the peros, are they hefker? If he doesn't do it, he violate. Not only does he violate the mitzvah, he's mevatel the mitzvah, but there's also consequences in that it's not hefker. And if somebody comes along and takes the peros, he's a gazlin, because meanwhile it's not hefker. It's only hefker if you mafkir it. That's one side of the chakir mechas chinuch. The other side is that no, the mitzvah is for you to not fight what's going on. In other words, practically, the Torah made it hefker. It is hefker. It's not gezer for someone to take it. But you can either go along with it and dafka leave, put a sign up. Technically, the raisa, you should even make breaches in your fence so people can go in. So you have to get the door open. You have to allow that hefker to actualize and to be practically implemented. But regardless of whether you do it or not, it is hefker. And that's the chakira that we discussed by Richas, Pasli Machokis, the Yosef, and the Mabit, and other Makoros that we discussed yesterday. You can listen over. In a way, that Chakira can be presented on Aranyan today, and it's going to have its own permutations. What does it mean when the Torah says that Lo Yigos? Does the Torah cancel the debt? Or is the Torah telling you to act in a certain fashion that will cancel the debt? In other words, you are charged with the mitzvah of being mochel the chol. Right now I'm oversimplifying the chakira because I think it's going to be even more nuanced than what I'm saying. But this could be possibly too tzadim here. Is the Torah making it canceled? The equivalent of kata de malka that we saw yesterday with Hefker of the Paris, of kata de malka, the Lashon of Nuchas Chinuch? Or is it the Bailim that's mafkir? In other words, in this case, the Bailim, you the malvar to be mocha. It may even be a different angle, but for now, I'm just giving you the broad strokes. Okay. Let's approach it from a different angle now. Just having that chakira in the back of your mind, Yaakov Moshe. Yeah.
Rabbi might have mentioned this yesterday, but if it's about you being mafkir or you canceling the debt, is that like a verbal thing? You just say,
okay, mechila works.
Is that what we mean?
So we're going to see on a certain lashon that's going to present itself that the malva says mishamet ani. I don't know what that means, but that's part of the what does that mean in effect, right? Yeah, exactly. But I put the chakira out because that's how a lot of the raid gets presented. I think that what we're going, I want to bring out a nekuda from Rav Nachum in the Sugis and Gittin, which I think is coming from a very different angle than either side of the chakira. I just oversimplified. Is it your mechila? Are you mochud? Those both assumptions. Let's put it this way: what I just presented is a chakira. Both stadim are assuming that the chob is canceled. The question is, how did it get canceled? Did it get canceled through the malveh formerly being mochel? And that was what the Torah is saying, you malveh have to do. Shamot means you have to be mochel the chob. So just like I said by the Paris, you are mafkir, you declare b'fnei gimel, the Paris a hefker, or the Torah was canceling the chob. What I want to bring out from today, it's maybe not even about that. It's not that the chov is canceled. I'm giving you, you know, the bottom line, but we're going to have to get there and see why I'm getting. But again, maybe at the end it won't be everyone's shita. Maybe you'll still have to go back to fall back on one of the other two studim. But what I'm going to try to say is maybe a third mahalach. It's neither that the chov got canceled through the Torah or the chov got canceled through your mechila. It's something that gets superimposed on the chov. We do some of the lashonos of Abnachem in the chiddushim, and you'll hear better. But we'll get there. It's not that the chov got canceled. If there is a chov, and then there's a din of hashmata on top of the chov. What do I mean right now? It probably doesn't make any sense yet. Hopefully, by the end of this year, it will. Okay, but that's kind of another way of looking at this. Not that the chov got canceled through you or the Torah, but there's a chov, and then there's a din that's chal on the chov. Okay, new jargon. Okay, but all of this will become more clear as we start reading on some of the makoros. The Mishnah at the end, toward the end of Mishnah Shviyas, Mishnah Ches, and this is quoted in the sugya in Gittin that we'll soon see. Hamachzei chov b'shviyas. Now, let's be precise here. We're not talking about mamish b'shviyas. The halacha of Shmita's Ksafim is chal at the end of Shmita. In other words, after Shemitah year is finished, that's when the chov becomes with the status of that it's shamut, you could say. There is a shita, a rush that there's already a little yigos. Beginning of the year, that's not the mainstream view. So lechora everything, we're going to go with the pashtas that everything happens at the end, that the formal hashmata of the chov and the lo yigos, it all comes together at the end of the year. And therefore, we can still write Prisbuk for the whole year.
Yeah, well, that's why the rush
holds. The rush, based on the Shita Sarash, and there are those here and there, they're Machmir, yeah. They'll write in the Prisbuk before Tavshin Pei Beis, which is our year of Shemitah, because according to the rush, there's a Goyigos already now, but then there's something else happens at the end. And the other is shown in which what we knew makes the Balach is that everything is Chal at the end. So when it says in this Mishnah, Machzicho Bishvias, this means after already the point that the chalos of the hashmata took place. Meanwhile, a person comes and wants to pay the debt, even though there's already chal already, the din of shmitas ksafim. So the malveh is now seeing the lover coming to pay back. Yom elo mishamet ani. That's what he says. Mishamet ani means I'm leaving it. I'm letting go. Meaning to say, I don't collect. They don't collect the chav. Mishamid ani. That's what he says. Omer lo, if the lova says, af al pikein, I hear, but I want to give you anyway. Nonetheless, yikabel mimenu. Then the malva may accept the payment. Shenemar, the zed dvar hashmita. This is the Lashna Pasuk that we see before. Now, what is this drasha going on? We have to see. There's really two ways to read this Mishnah. Does this Zed Var Hashmita teaching us the halacha itself that you say Mishamed Ani? Or is it telling me that it's enough if you say it once? And notice, either Pshat is going to present what would have been your Svara Chitzona without the Pasuk. So, Umashel. And you'll see the Tupshatim coming up in a second, Rashi, the Rush. If you teach the Drasha, that it's the Halacha, it's going back on the beginning of that you have to say Mishamed Ani, that means that you would have thought that you don't. Meaning what? You can just accept it. What? He's paying you the Chob, it's after Shemitah. That's strange. Kamash Malon, the Pasuk, no, you say Mishamed Ani. if you want to say that it's going on the fact that you don't have to say it twice, then you would have thought that you have to, that you still can't accept it. You still, even after you say Mishamani, Kamash one, Dvar HaShmita, once is enough. Now, there's a parallel that's brought, and then you have to read it over there too. Kayotzivo, Rotseach, another type of a drush of Dvar. Rotseach by Ari Mikot, he's Mitzeach B'Shogeg. Shagol Ari Mikot, Rotsu Anshi Uchabdo. They want to give him a Bruch HaMaboyim for a new resident of the city. Yeah, the newest Ritzeach B'Shogeg that came into the city. Rebbe so-and-so, give him a little Kabbalah's Panim. Yomalem Ritzeach, and he has to acknowledge, he says, no, I'm coming from why I'm here. It's not because I still want to move to this area. This, maybe they didn't know exactly the circumstances. People could live there that are not Rosh Chodesh. It's not just the Rosh Chodesh that live there. But he says, what Ritzeach, and Amru lo afa pikein. They say, we want still want to mechabed you. You kav mehem, you can accept their kibud. Shnev is a dvar ritzeach. Again, you have to know, is this dvar ritzeach of a drasha to tell me that they have to, he has to say initially ritzeach ani, or that it's enough once he says it once, and you kavel. Okay. This is the Mishnah. Now there's one other Mishnah that follows. Again, we have to be masbid this. Hamachzicho b'shvias, again, assuming after shvias, ruchacham noche imimen. It's a proper thing. The Chacham approve of this. That's interesting. Technically, Shmita Tsefim was Chal. L'maisa, this Afal Pikein is not just that Nemela, he can accept it, but it's actually appropriate for the Loveh, you could say on moral grounds, to pay the Chov, despite the fact that there was Shmita Tsefim. This is quoted in the Sugya in Gitin. This is also going to get discussed Prusbul as well, in the different Sugya. Again, quoting the Mishnah. The Imam Rabbi Keni Kabbalah Meno Zed Vashmita Zok Vash. B'Shvius, B'Zman Shashvius No Heges V'Avel of Shvius. The Achakach Zero. V'Lo Shachzir B'Shvius Atzma. In other words, don't misinterpret the words of the Mishnah. It's not that he's been Malchol B'Shvius. The Kain Lo Yitzarach Lom M'Shamed Ani. The Kain When Ain Shvius M'Shamed Esal V'Sofa. So clearly, we understand that the chalos is at the end. So therefore, the meaning is b'shvius, that it's b'zman sh'shvius, no egg, but it's after shvius. That's the case that we're discussing. Continues Rashi, tzarech ha'mal v'shayomer lo mishamer ani. Fine. V'imamor api kein, ani rotzo l'achzir l'ach, I want to be anyway. Then, mikablim, shenema, l'zed v'ashmita, tzarech lo madibir sh'shmita. So how did Rashi learn the drasha? The drasha is going on the initial halacha that you have to announce Mishamed Ani, which you wouldn't realize that you have to do Kamashmon Zed Vashmita. That's how Rashi learned. Says the Tosa Rash, Pirish Rashi, Tzach Shiyoma Dibra Shal Shmita, the Lishna Lo Mashmachi, the Mashma, it's going on what it just said. The Kabumim Amen Ukayi, it's going on what it just said. If once he says Afal Bekein, Mikabel Zed Vashmita, knows once, good. It's not going all the way on the first halacha. But Ode, Kra li'isur lo yistrich. In other words, according to Rashi, the Pasuk is telling me, the Isser, you can't accept it unless you say, you have to say Mishamirani. You would think otherwise that you could accept it. That you need a Pasuk for? The Memelashemi da'asul kabel, da'aksiv shamok about Mashiyada. What is there a need for a drasha to say Mishamanadi? The Torah says Shamokabam Mashiyadu, so Mila, obviously you can't take the money. Hilkach Mila Farish, the Kabul Emenu Koi, Vachi Birusho, Ein Tzarech Sheyomalo V'Yishne Mishamanadi Pam Shnia, El Pam Rishona Sagya, one time is sufficient. Dvar Hashmit. And Mistama, you have to now go to the second drasha and learn similarly. Whenever you're going to learn the first drasha, the second, by the Ritzeach, is the Dvar Ritzeach, the halacha, there already you could have understood that there's no need maybe to have to say I'm a Ritzeach. So there Rashi's Pshat is not a problematic, but whatever it is in the first case is what the second case. According to the Rashi, Mistama, it'll have to mean that once he says it once, he doesn't have to repeat himself. Okay, so right away, we begin to wonder. First of all, Lamashal, according to Rashi, very difficult. Why would you need a pasuk to tell me that you have to say Mishamed Ani, and otherwise you would think that you can take the money? What do you mean? We have to be successful. And according to the Rush, what's the Chiddush? That you think that you have to say it again. Kamash Malan, that Dibur Echa is enough. So according to the Rush, what comes out? That we know Misvara, that you can't accept the money. Stamazai, right? Pasuk says it's enough to do it once. Okay. Now, what makes this interesting is as follows. The next Gemara that I have quoted here, unbelievable Gemara, a lot of pshatim in what this means. What you have to see in this Mishnah is that there's a dynamic that the person is coming to pay the chov after the chalos shmitas ksafim. You're not stam allowed to take it. You have to say mishamed ani, either that's the pasuk or that's misvar. But then he comes back and says afa pikein. And then you can accept the money. What exactly is that about? What's he doing if he says afa pikein? What's he giving him? But more than that, l'maisa, the malva ends up being able to get the money at the end of the day if he says afa pikein. Says the Gemara in Gittin Amazayim Beis, Amar Rabba, the tali le ad amahachi. Now this, the tali le has to be explained. What is a tali? He can hang him, he can suspend him, he can, the malva can do something to the lova as a way of trying to induce in the lova that willingness to pay with an afal pikein. The tali le. That's what Rabbi says. What the Torah means, we have to explain some Rashi or the Pshat. But even though right now it's the Lover's option, the Malva says Mishamed Ani, the Lover says Afri Bikain. But if he hasn't said it yet, the Malva can try to do something to arouse in the Malva to trigger Adi Omer Hachi. Okay. Eistei Abaye, fact Abaye from the following. Kishu Nosin Lo, letting the Lover Mamish pays, even though Shmita suffering took effect. Al Yomer lo b'chovi ani nosen lach. He can't say, I'm giving it to you for the chov. Shmita suffering took effect. El Yomer lo shalihen, really it's my money, v'matana ani nosen lach. I'm giving you as a matana. So what is Abaye saying? So what do you mean? Tali ad amach, effect Abaye. You see, it's totally the Lover's game. The Lover says, So, what's Abaye's kasha? So it's not the malveh pressuring the loveh. The loveh's giving him a ton. Amalei, Rabbi said, okay, tolei nami ad amachi. So the tolei will get all that. You know, it's not just afal pikein, and it's matan and all of that. So what is this again? So Rashi has a very interesting pshat. Rashi says, "V'toile im haya rotze lachzebo." The lover wants to he wants to change and not pay. You know, he showed an indication he wants to pay. The stum of the cases we see mefurish and tosfos like this. He came to pay. The malva said mishamedani, right? Now the lover, okay, he's ready to go home. The malva said mishamedani. He said that. Wow, what a relief, mishamedani. So now, but now, Yitlenu al ha'etz. He can, okay, obviously, literally, but it means something very strong-armed. He can dangle him on the tree. Im gavar yadom, knows he has physical leverage. Ad amale afa pikein. Okay, so what's going on here? The malva is literally, physically applying pressure on this lova to say afa pikein. Mishnah says, if he says Afrikin, Mikablin Amen. Rabbi says that Malva can actually step in and use force to get the Lova to say Afal Pikein. Abaye asks, what do you mean the Lova says we give him a Tana? Says, Rabbi, yeah, so you do your Tolile until he says that. Ada Amar Hachi, the Matana Nino Sinach. This is an unbelievable pair, listen to this. So what is he doing? He's pressuring him to say, I'm giving you a Matana. It's not a negisa of Beis Din for your chov. It's for him to agree to give you a matana. the Pella. Why is this Rashi a Pella? On many, many grounds. Who learned Cheskes Sabbatim later, right? There's Toyua, there's Avin, Toyua V'yayiv. If this is a straightforward Matana, as it sounds like, so you have a person literally forcing the other person to give him a Matana. That's what we're talking about here. This Rashi's Pshat. Tolile, you force him to Afel Bikain, and it's a Matana. And it's not lo yigos. So he's complying with the Torah. It's not a lo yigos. He's not a claiming his chov. He's getting this person to give him a side thing, a side matana. It happens to be the same amount of money that he originally borrowed. The loan is no longer an obligation for him to pay, but he's giving him matana. But the malva can force him to pay him, give him a matana. The Rosh can't understand such a pshat. But notice what the Rosh asks and what he doesn't ask on Rashi. We're building up to the Yisod of Rav Nachum in a second. I just want to first get the lay of the land and different pshatim here. Tanan hasam, hamaslech of Shvi, says the Rosh. Kolom achas Shvi, sorach shiyom and mishamed ani, vim omar api keni kabo imenu, zet vashmita perush. Came into omar lo adibar, yad say deichol vashmita. That's the pshat that we saw in Tos Rosh as well, that the Pasuk is telling me that it's enough to say it once. Omar rabbi v'tali adam ahachi, pirish rashi, tu ala eitz im garba yado, at shiyom api ken v'lo nihira. Dim kein bitalta toreth shmita. What does the Rosh ask? If you're telling me that at the end of the day the Malveh can use his physical strength to extract from the Loveh to end up paying as a Matana, so in effect, what has happened here, the Shemitah Kesafim is a non-issue. Because at the end of the day, the Malveh will always be able to force the Loveh to pay him the money, call it a Matana, call it what you want. It's semantics. But at the end of the day, B'tal Torah Shemitah. Now, if that were the only question, and there's a way to wiggle out of this, as we'll soon see in Tosfos Vid, because is it really B'tal Torah Shemitah? When are we discussing that he can be Tolei? He can go right up front and Tolei? He lent the money, Shemitah came and went. Now he can go to his house and pull him out of his house and put him on the tree? No, what are we discussing? What's the context of a Tolei? What had to happen first? He had to first come to offer payment. And then the Malveh says, Meshamed Ani. And within that context, now he wants to be Chozer. Then he can come in. So, okay, it still has to be understood what's going on exactly. But Lamaisa, it's not B'tal Torah Shemitah, because it's an event that he didn't come on his own initiative and say, I want to be Malveh L'Chov, then there's no right for the Malveh to go B'tal. So Lamaisa, the Rosh's Kasha, has an easy answer. What we are asking, I think, is a larger question, which the Rosh did not ask. Namely, what kind of a halacha is this? That the Malveh can pressure the Lover to give him a tana? Like, where do you find such a thing? If that gets into the question of Toyu B'yayiv. Is that really an appropriate matana? He's giving the matana under duress. But the Rosh didn't ask that kasha. The Rosh asked the kasha mitzad B'tal Torah Shemitah. For that already, we have a way to distinguish. It's not B'tal Torah Shemitah. It's only within a certain framework that you can step in. L'may said the Rosh has a different reading of the Gemara. What did Rabbi mean when he says the Toli Ad Amar Hachi? V'niru L'Faresh, a different way. And other Rishonim also learn like this. The Tole, Kolomar, Yeh, Enav, Tuluyos. Tole means he kind of looks at him like he were a beggar. In other words, we say, Eninucha, Tuluyos. We're looking at you, we're looking at. Enav, Tuluyos, Yoshevu, Mitzape. What is to be told? Tole means you're making yourself dependent on something else. So not Tole to hang the person, right? Not talking about physical pressure. In other words, what happens? A guy comes and says, here, I want to give you the chov. Meshamed ani. Now, the person could say, afal pi kein, but he hasn't said it yet. So now, you are the malveh. And he says to you, and you just said, meshamed ani, and he hasn't left yet. So now, what do? So you look at him, you know, and you look as if you're like, expecting something, like he's not, you know, he hasn't left yet. What are you expecting? Expecting something. So there is a certain element here that you're trying to coax a person, not in the way that Rashi has it, but in a way that you're almost trying to make him realize that it would be nice if you would say Afel Pikein and give it to me. So it's in the Yerushalmi. Gabi Hadassanya, but Sarah Chalom Meshamed Ani. Amarav Huna, Amarav Omer lo b'safa Rafa, vayemin pshuta lekabel. In other words, Meshamed Ani, Meanwhile, your hand's extended to take it. Shamanani. Okay, so what's the message? The message is, I can't, what does it really mean? What am I not doing? What am I not doing? Typically, right. How am I handcuffed? How is Shemitah Sofer playing out right now? What is the Malva now not able to do? What is the Torah really directing itself to? What would typically the Malva do? What's called egos? To demand payment. Demanding payment. What's changing because of the Chalos Shemitah Sofer is a dynamic of what typically would happen when there's a Prias Chov. Prias Chov usually entails the Malva being the superior party, the stronger party, the party that has the leverage, that has the control, that has the Koach of Negisa. What's happening with this dynamic of Shemitah Kesafim is that the Lova has more autonomy here. The Torah now has created a new paradigm on top of the Chov, this is what I'm getting, called Shemitah Kesafim, where the Malva has to make the Lova realize that he, as a Malva, doesn't have the usual, typical avenue to be able to lord over the Lova and demand payment. Mishamirani. No, there's a new concept here. There's Mishamirani. There's Shemitah Kesafim Chav. Now, the Lova still can choose to pay, and Ruchacham Nochemen. But he hasn't done that yet. Yeah, I get that. So now, what happens now? So, Fi Rashi, the Tolile means the Malva can actually step in and get the Lova to pay him and say, Matanani Nosin Lach, whatever that means, once you've already had this conversation of Mishamidani, which you wouldn't even realize without the Pasuk, they have to even do that, because the Lova came on his own to pay. But that's the Chiddush of the Pasuk. According to the Rashi, no. Of course we know that you can't stop and collect the Chov. The Chiddush of the Pasuk is that you don't have to say it twice. But now, after he said Mishamidani, the Malva does have the right to do something. And that is to convey, to communicate in a way that it would be the right thing for you, Mr. Lova, to pay the amount of money that I lent you. The Tolile, looking at him like with a sense of like, you know, like you're begging from him. Usually that's not what happens. The Malva is not like this. He's like this. The palm that I'm collecting, right? Here it's like the opposite. Yada pshutos b'safa raf m'shamani nebach. I'm a prisoner here. I can't demand my payment. But you, Lova, out of the goodness of your heart, you would be able to pay me. It would be a nice thing for you. That's in effect what's happening according to the Rush. What do I see so far? Ben Larashi, Ben Larash. Shemitah Kesafim is not the simple way that we are meant to think Balabatish, that the Chov has disappeared. Even though the Lashon is Matana, we're going to see this even more clearly in the Yireim that's coming up. Chor already in Rashi and the Rush. It would seem that what is happening within Shemitah Kesafim is a different type of a dynamic. It's not speaking necessarily to the Chov Be'etzem, but speaking to something that's the dynamic between a Malva and a Lova that usually exists when you have a typical collection of Prias Chov. We call this a Matana Ninosin Lach. It's Ki'ilu the Lova is paying of his own volition as opposed to the Malva being able to coerce payment. That's what's changing. Let's see more about this. The Tolile, look at the Ritva B'Shem, the Aruch. The Tolile, Pirish HaAruch, Shetole Eina Bok, that she is Bayesh Mimenu. In other words, he's pushing guilt. He's trying to do something that's going to shame the Lova, that the Lova wanted to pay. Then the Malva says, Meshamedani. The Lova can walk right away at this point because Mishamirani, but he wants the Lova to be embarrassed, not to say Afal Bikain. So he can do something to induce guilt. Kedeshi is Bayish. The Chen Birushalmi, Omusafa Rafa, Vayimin Pshutu, Kabel, Mausel, Oma Oslam. Vahadit Mak Shalei, Me'al Yomel, Bechavi, Nosel, Lach, Mishim. So what did Abai ask? Abai asked, but how can you say that, Rabbah? It says you can't say Bechavi, Nosel, Lach. So Mishim Dehi Mash, but Kim to come and call him. The Midat did Nafshiu the Kavit. Sounds like he's doing it on his own. Says no, he's doing that on his own. Matana, but he can try to push him to guilt to do that. the isman de parish, the tale kipshuto, the ovid koma de efshir shiyaksiru ma'osa, which is really Rashi. Do whatever it takes. What does the Rambam say? Komausa chobit avav shvius, again, ruach amnoche menu, you pay a chob after shvius, it's a good thing. Tzorach amal v'loma l'malzir mishamir ani, u'kvar niftarta mimen, you're off the hook. You have to tell him that, you're off the hook. I want you to take it anyway. He goes by regular nagas. He can take it because Lamaisa, he didn't take it as a negisa. He took it, but not as a negisa. So it's not wrong to collect it if it wasn't as a collection. Okay. But in order that it should be clear that it's not negisa, if it's bechobi, then it's more obviously suggesting that there's a negisa taking place, the chovi. So to sort of make it more conveying the sense that it's ki'il, my own thing, without any type of coercion, you say matana. Yomo shalihe matana no singa. I'm giving you my own. Hechze lo chova v'lo amal kein. He gave back his chov and he didn't say all that. Mesavav imo bedvarim. He can kind of keep him there for a conversation, right? Ad shiyoma lo shaliyah matanin satim lach. V'm lo amar lo yikavim menu, ayitamos av yeruchel. So the Rambam's v'tolile would mean keep him hanging around for a while. Keep him there. Maybe at some point he'll chap that, you know what, I came here with money to give you. Okay, take it. Tell him you misavim v'dvarim, and somehow out of the course of that will come that he'll be able to say African. This is the Rambam. A story in the Gemara. Abba bar Masa de Abba bar Menyumi, Havi Maski Rabba Zuzi. So Rabba was the Malva and Abba Masa was owing money to Rabba. I see Nali b'Shvius. So he came to pay after Shvius to Rabba. Amalei Mishamidani, Rabba did what the halacha is, Mishamidani, Shaklina Bazu. So Rabba bar Masa took the money and left. Asa Abai Ashkhe Rabba Atsif. Abai saw Rabba was very depressed. Maybe he needed the money and he didn't get his money back. Why are you sad? This is what happened. The lover that I got the money to, Abba Menyumi, he came and I said, Mishamanin, and he left. Also Gabe. So Abaya went to Abba Bar Marsa. He said, I'm just like Susie Gamar, do you bring money to Rabba? Amalei in. Yeah, I did, to pay him. Amalei Mayo, Amalach, what did he tell you? Amalei Mishamanin. He said, Mishamanin, I'm letting go of it. Amalei Amar to Afbikin. Did you say Afbikin will give me to anyway? Amalei lo, I didn't. Amalei v'yamid li'afu b'kein hafashakun aminach. If you would have said b'kein, he would have taken the money. Hashta mias amtino nalei v'im li'afu b'kein. So now, bring him the money and say b'kein. Also, amtino nalei v'am li'afu b'kein. Shakun aminei. So then Rabbah was happy enough to take the money once it was afu b'kein. Amar Rabbah commented, lo havi beidaita b'hai tu rabban meikar. This young budding Talmid Chacham didn't have the common sense initially to do the right thing. He didn't, I guess his Torah didn't work, or he didn't have the access to do it. But now Abaya was the one who orchestrated, choreographed it, that the Lova ends up paying, complying with the Ruach Chacham Nolchei Menu. Hasaga Survived Al Rif also has a discussion here. We'll see quickly on this. Another Vitalile, Va'isi Mishapirshu. What is Talilei? Some say, Shetofis Amalvis Alove Bebigdo Shem Afikin. It's a similar idea to Rashi. In other words, he grabs him by his shirt, you could say, until he gets the Afikin out of his mouth and he gets the money. The Ein Adas Bekablo, it's a counterintuitive. The Rosh said, Bital Tzor Shvius. The Rabbi says, it just, I can't imagine that. Akadei Kach, you could do that. Gami Padam was up here, Shani Kach Nirali, another Pshat. Let's see what the Rabbi says. Kishiyamul afapikain. So now what's going on here? There's an afapikain. So we're not talking about what the malva is doing to prompt the afapikain. We're talking about what the malva does after the lover says on his own afapikain. There's another tonight, another halach. Once he says afapikain, luyatzniyeh miyad. He should not right away go and conceal the money, put it away. Ela tole osam lefanav, kshachzirem b'mitzvah shmita, kidei shelo yiroi shelo gama b'libo lehashmit. So what is he saying? We have tznei miyad, tole osam lefanav, kshachzirem b'mitzvah shmita, kidei shelo yiroi shelo gama b'libo lehashmit. He has to do something to make it seem genuine that he really understands that the etzem was chal shmita. As Abaya, the Hadassanya, who knows the Yamra Behovin, Nelson, El Shari Matane, Nelson Lach, Vine Abaya, Sova Kimadibo, Rishon Omer Rose. So from the very beginning, he said Matana. So then, Valkin Hookshul, Kim Shakahu Omer. If he says from the very beginning, Kim Matana, who knows now, the Lama Yitro, some of fun, Mayam Tilod, what does he have to wait anything? It's already clear cut from the beginning that it's a Matana. So why does there have to be anything that's trying to show that it's not? There's something in between. There's an afopikane, and then there's a tolilei, and then there's matana ninosilach. That's how the rabbi learns. Okay, to make all this bring it to much sharper focus, there's a yireim, which is a very, you could say, a fringe sheet in all of this, but it's not. But it's important because it also sheds light on all the other shittas, even if they're not as extreme in the way that they formulate it. But what the Yireim is going to bring out is, I think, a yesod that we can really plug in to all of the above. And the Yireim really brings it to sharper focus. Listen to how the Yireim learns up this Inyan Shmitas Ksaf. Chov she'ava lav shvius. So now, shvius has come and gone. Eino rasha'i lo v'l'akfo. Ela alpi malve. The love is not allowed to hold on to the chov unless the malve allows the love to keep the chov and not pay it. Listen to what he's saying. Shekoz man shlo hishmito malve chayev lefroa. This is the formulation. The aim is very much in the vein of, you could say, one side of the tachakir that we started with, which is really that the chov must be paid, except that the malveh has a mitzvah to be mishamet the chov. And it's only then that anything changes. And therefore, if the malveh is not mishamet the chov, the loveh is as much owing the malveh as before. But since the malveh is a mitzvah to mishamet the chov, the loveh can take the malveh to din Torah to force the malveh to be mishamet the chov. So the Torah has given the loveh a little more leverage in terms of being able to become patur from the chov. That's what mitzvah is. It's giving the loveh more access that the malveh has an obligation to be mishamet, and the loveh can try to get the malveh to do that. But it's not an automatic thing. The status is still what it is. The malveh and the loveh are who they are, and the loveh owes the money. So kol zman shelo shmito chov chayv lefroa. There's a chiyuv. There's a chov that was incurred. A chiyuv exists. El lo v'yazmin malve ledin shiyashmin lechova kashet tziva yotzer ubeisin nechayvu lemalve lo meshamed ani. You hear what the Rebbe is saying? The Beis Din says, Mr. Malve, say meshamed ani. Kashet tziva chacham kitnam tzov shviyas meisin lo v'ashaleach hamal sechov b'shviyas tzoch shem meshamed ani. V'ma'av b'ken yikabu mimenu shem zavah shmita. So then what will be? Bezin will pressure the Malveh to be Meshamet. We had this in Sukkot of Staka. So we force Bezin, Makino so, right? Say Sukkah, I say Lulav. So there's an assay of me Meshamet. So according to the Yireim, get a huge Chiddush as a shita in its own right, that the interesting sum is that the malveh has a tzivoy to mishamet the chov, and Beis Din has at its disposal the ability to force the malveh to act in that fashion. But short of that, the Torah has not done anything to actually tamper the chov. A second, one of the pirushim on the Yireim says, "Wait a second, this is wild." Din vesh zachar reino chiddush gadol shozachu achat shulachem neaposkim dekua mashma. The Yireim is the foil to the expression Avkata de Malka. The Torah has not created a chalos of Havka of the Chov. Everyone else is Mashma Avkata de Malka. V'achov nifka me'elav. The Chov has disappeared. V'ein shum chiv al lov lach zero. There's no chiv for the lova to pay. Udlokra be'enish akasav. The lova mechuyiv. That's what the Yireim is unique. The lova is mechuyiv lahavzir. V'rak aidei shmitas hamav v'niftar.
So
The Gemara says that this mamish kasha Yaakov, right? That if the lover wants to give him a Torah eschov, ein arashoy, tzorach shel mel malveh, daf matani noisen lach. What does that show? Mizem muchach lehed yosh, achok pranifka. The Russian is mitana. So the chov is gone. It's a matana. The ein alof shum chiyuv od. So what's the Reim saying? There's a real chiyuv. But the malveh is mishamit. The Gemara says it's a matana. Amnam Shubra, you see that the Rabbeinu Atzmi Higish Bazan, he writes in response to that kasha, v'had it not, kishu noisin lo al yom lo b'chobi noisin lo matani noisin, the mashmid in chiyav mutu alav, it's only matana, shu in rashay lo b'chobi noisin, the chimyo b'chobi, here's the point, b'chobi mashmid in a gisa, noisin. B'chobi means I'm giving out of the sense that I'm the underdog and you're pressuring me. The tikkun lashon dibra who should tikkun olam matana she yadav nika v'nira shloi yenigisa nosein. Matana is lav dafka. Matana means that it's I'm giving on my volition. What am I paying? I'm paying the chov. Matana means it's not negisa. It's not a collection. The Torah's collection, Kriyas, the collection of chov that the malva typically would be doing, extracting payment. It's the lover paying on his own volition. Lashon of the Bartanura, second Yaakov. Afal pikein, zok de Bartanura. Omale halove, afal pikein, ani rotse what? Lashon Arav, lefro alach. What's the yisod? When he says matana, it's not pshat, stam matana. It's priyas chov, but it's priyas chov shaloid in the gisa. Lashon amiri. He's got to start giving a conversation, a guilt trip. You know, I was so good to you. I lent you this money. I loved you so much. Mitzvah mitzvah, I have no choice. Mitzvah mitzvah umeshamid, mishamitzvah hashmata ala malve. But you should know, you have the option. If a love yachal afroa in yirtzah. So what is he doing? He's giving him a whole spiel. But you should know, I can't force you to pay me. But you should know that you have the option of paying me, Mr. Love. I did such a nice thing to you. Again, does he have the right to force him to pay? No. But what does he have the option of doing? Trying to be misavi b'mivdvarim to kind of persuade him to want to give. El shemodiyah, but he tells him, mitzad sheni, I can't force you. I can't force you. In the yachul tovu, hear the picture the Mimi is presenting here. Ad shi yom ha'alov ha'apikein. Apish in chavash shalit fo, rot sani lefroa. Yishno, I hear you. You can't demand payment. I want to pay anyway. But why? What am I paying? Am I tana? No. Look at the Meiri. Rot sani lefroa, v'lo b'chovi no simlach. Just like the Reyim Lefi Darko, who said Mamish, a huge chiddush, that the love of Mamish is mechuyev, mechuyev. That's how the, until there's a Meshamet Ani, nothing has changed. So these Rishonim are not going that far. But there's already a pre-existing, something has already changed before the Meshamet Ani. But Lemaisa, what has changed with the Meshamet Ani and after, it's still not that the Chov has disappeared. What the Torah is weighing in on, and Shemitah Tzav, is on the balance of power, you could say, between the Malveh and the Loveh, subsequent to a Chov, and typically the process of Priyas Chov, that's where we're going. Just going to tie it all together in a second. Ke'en matana, v'kosha omar keni kabwe menu, v'zeh yim v'zeh mitole, the Tosis vid, b'dibar b'alma shal m'shamani ki ma mitzvah, v'yakach mutal v'schovo. Why would you think they don't have to say m'shamani? The answer to the Rashi, to the kasha that we asked, and one of the kashas we said, without the pasuk, you would think you would be shamed. What do you mean? Which means itself? The answer is because I can demand the payment. He's coming. Okay, so maybe I'd think once he comes, I can collect because he's coming. I'm not coming to him; he's coming to me. Kamash bunna. There's something else. You have to also acknowledge the fact that there's this new elephant in the room called Shmid Saf Mishamed Ali. That's the chiddush of the pasuk. Without the pasuk, you wouldn't even know you need to do that. And then the Torah on top of that, so the Tosfos says, "Bedas Rashi, Torah ad Amachi, Kevin Shekima Mitzvah." For Amim Mishamani, so the Malv has already given up some of his natural power in this relationship. He said, "Mishamani." So then the Torah. Now he can exert his influence, his power, his leverage, because he's already acknowledged that he's a little less powerful than he would have otherwise thought. But if the lover didn't come on his own to bring the money, So it's only when the Lovere comes. There's also the Asa Ruah here. I want to read you a little bit from the Rinnu Nachum. Nachum, you'll hear how he brings out the idea, and then I'll show you a couple of closing psukim, just to bring the idea out. There's other details, but this is the Min Yesod. Listen to how Nachum writes about this in Gittin. He brings, of course, the Rashi, the Makoros that we have in Tosa Rush. He says, Hanir Bazeh. Okay, you can look at more carefully. Amit Tav Chav Tes, Tav Lamed Aleph, in Gittin. Hanir Bazeh. Nisbayer, he mentions this in earlier Os, Shmitas Kesafim, Lo Paka Chov Gamri Kemechila. This is his Yesod. The Chov did not completely disappear like a mechila, which means not the Torah was Michael the chov, took away the chov, and not the malveh. The bechol mechila paka chov gamri. By mechila, the chov is non-existent. It's gone, disappeared. There's nothing owed. The less leila malveh din mamun b'shis halobe klal. In other words, there was a mamoni gabach, but there's no longer any mamoni gabach. There's nothing. There's no chov. There's nothing that the lova owes. Masha Enkein, Shmitas Ksafim, says Reb Nachum, Lo Havi Kimechila. The Be'emes, the Shmitas Ksafim, Lo Paka Mammon Hachov Gamri. The Akati Isle Malve Mammon Biyad Halove, quotes Mammoni Gabach. The Malve has money, it's the Malve has money by the Love. The Kol Inyan Hashmita Hu Rak, Shacholu Al Hachov, Dine Shmita. It's a non-collectible debt, if you can imagine in terms of the secular world, how you want to define it, is a debt that's uncollectible. The debt it is, it's a debt. There's a chmoni gabach, but there's no access. The malveh has lost his, but the Torah has already handcuffed the malveh in his koach hagvia. The malveh has lost his koach hagvia. It usually comes naturally from the fact that there was a chmoni gabach. So there's a resulting mamoni gabach and a resulting koach agvia, but no, it's chal the inshmit. That's what I meant before in the beginning of the year. It's chal on the chob, this new paradigm, this template, this up. Ufiza nira, that when the Brisa says that when he gives it to him, he says not the chobi ela shalien matana ena kavana matana bialma. The zevadish mos elu he mos hachov. I showed you the Bartanura's lashon, right, and the Meiri's lashon kein matana. And the Yireim for sure says like that. Etzmachom is kai el mikom matzvichin le'gulova loma b'feirush shu nosimo me'atzmo ke'imatan. It's a priest chov that the lover is giving, but just like a matana means I don't have to do it, but I'm doing it on my own volition to give you a matana. So I'm paying you the chov not as a debtor, but I'm wearing a different hat. I'm choosing to pay the chov. You both say yid avort. It's a sharp vort. And then he brings, of course, the Yireim that we saw, the Tikkun Lashon Dibrahu. And then he has much more to add, but I want to just say, this is the Vitali Yireim, this is the Rashi, this is, I think, an Indian that I think is really the crux. Again, it could be, it won't be always going to every single Shita, you can start looking around more in Shita, more Rishonim. Mistama, there are those who hold Mashmos, HaPashut is that the Chov is Avad, the Chov disappears, but clearly this is a Derech HaMelech that I think clearly works with a lot of Shitas. And just to bring out, before you have any questions, look at a couple of Pesukim that I gave you at the end of the Maram HaKom, just to kind of sharpen this more Derech HaMachshava, if you will. Pesukim in Mishle, for example, that discuss the inyan of a malvin alove. So there's a pasuk here, Chav Bei Zayin, Ashir Berashim Yimshol, the Eved Lover, this you probably heard, Ish Malveh, right? So what does it say? Ashir Berashim Yimshol, a rich person can dominate paupers. The Eved Lover, Ish Malveh, right? A Lover, debtor, is a servant to a creditor. That's the dynamic of a chov typically. That's the picture in Mishlei. Says the Mitzvah's David, Ha'asher b'das yimshol b'ani hadas evelish malve k'mo shalove hu muchna la'malve al kirove lobe le demachsoro yimshol. Okay. Another pasuk, Iyov, asher lo nasa p'nei sarim v'lo nika sholo p'nei dal ki masa yadav kula. Right? The one who doesn't favor leaders, doesn't let a nobleman be given recognition in front of somebody who's a poor person, That is Shemitah's Kesafim. In the same way that Shemitah in general is about eliminating class distinctions. Right? Leveling the playing field. Typically, there's classes, there's people of higher economic status, lower economic status. You are the landowner, they're the people outside, the inside of the group, the outside of the group. No. It's everybody. You have to kind of surrender your sense of being exclusive. The same paradigm is Shemitah's Kesafim. It's not as much that the Torah canceled the debt, but the Torah was after is creating a sense that even though you lent the money and he's a lovet, typically a lovet is the one who's indebted to the malveh, and the sense of the malveh as a leverage and a koyach and a collection, a koyach to collect, that the Torah says no. It has to become a sense that the chov is what it is, but you've lost your koyach that you have as a malveh over him. If he wants to give you, it's encouraged, and you may be able to use certain tactics, pushing guilt, or maybe thrash even more than that, but only once there was already a step taken on his part to come and to actually pay. And this is where the shitas again are going to play out, each one within its own particular details. Okay, Yaakov Moshe, anyone else? Go. It's clear? The Nikud is good. It's a template that's on the Inyan of the Chav. Yeah.
So it's just about the dynamic changing that the Malva's Koach is not like it was before. Why do we need this like sequence of the Malva first saying Meshamed Ani? Why can't he lechachila come and do it in a way of like Talilah, like the Rush is saying? You don't need to.
So that's the according to Rashi, that's the Drush. No, if it's said Varashmita, according to Rashi, the Pasuk is telling me that it has to start by the Malva has to acknowledge verbally. There's Indian about, you see, a lot of times when you verbalize something, you make it real. Like even like Vidu Dvarim. By the fact that the Malva is a certain, you could say, sort of humbling type of experience. Usually, pay! Instead of pay, I'm letting go. That itself is like reducing the malve, being the big super, the superstar here, the one who's the powerful party. But the powerful party acknowledging, I have lost my typical, I've lost that normal koyach, mishamirani. For the malve to say that itself is what the Torah starts the process. I think again, hashkof from machshava wise, I think that's already a very. It's a statement that the Malva to be able to acknowledge my hands are tied. You think that I'm the big shot here, that I'm going to collect. You're coming to pay me the chov instead of just grabbing the money and leaving. Mishamid ani. That's how it starts. That's the drasha. According to the drasha, it's pashit like that. That's the drasha. The chiddush according to the drasha is, and once he says, Havi Kain, so okay, you're very sufficed with that. But then there's another toyeh, and then each pshat within its own, formulation. Rashi says, "Mamish, you can do very strong things. Going to Rush, Yushalmi, you can try to push some guilt and make him realize that you'd like him to pay. But again, it's only you become the beggar, so to speak. You're usually the one who's entitled. So if you lost your entitlement, the Torah has taken away that sense of entitlement that usually the Malveh has by his very nature. The fact that he lent the money, he's entitled. So you see how Mamish the Machshava of Shemitah in the other areas is really very much carrying over." To the Yisod, the Shemitah's Kesafim. It's a very interesting Havana. And tomorrow, Mirz Hashem, we'll look at the specific details of Prusbul. There's a lot of inyanim with Shemitah's Kesafim that we didn't cover. What types of chobos are included in Shemitah's Kesafim? A typical halva is clear, but what about money, hakafas chanus, types of debts of mishnais in the last parak that you can look at? Again, we can't do everything in a short time, but there's a lot of details within Shemitah's Kesafim. But this is, I think, a Yisod in the inyan, and Prusbul will be its own inyan also within this topic. Okay, very good. Tomorrow will be the last year.